The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Fourth Canto, Chapter Number 19, Text Number 28. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on November 3rd, 2017, in Pune, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vayam Marut Vantam Iha Arta Nashanam Yavamahe Tsvat Shavasa Hatta Tvisham Ayatayama Upahavai Anantaram Pasahya Rajan Juhavama Te Ahitam Vayam Rudvanta Miharta Nashanam Pyavamahe Tvachchavasahatat Visham Ayatayamo Pahavar Anantaram Pasahya Rajan Jivavama Tehitam Vayam Rudvanta Miharta Nashanam Havamahe Tvachchavasahatat Visham Ayatayama Pahavair Anantaram Pasahya Rajam Zivayama Tehitam Vayam We Marutvantam King Indra Iha Hear Artha of your interest Nashanam the destroyer Yavamahe We shall call Tvat Shavasa by your glory Hata Tvisham already bereft of his power Ayatayama never before used Upahavai by mantras of invocation Anantaram without delay Prasahya by force Rajam O King Juhavama we shall sacrifice in the fire Te your Ahitam enemy. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Dear King, Indra's powers are already reduced due to his attempt to impede the execution of your sacrifice. We shall call him by Vedic mantras, which are never used before, and certainly he will come. Thus, by the power of our mantra, we shall cast him into the fire, because he is your enemy. Purport. By chanting Vedic mantras properly in a sacrifice, one can perform many wonderful things. In Kali Yuga, however, there are no qualified Brahmins who can chant the mantras properly. Consequently, no attempt should be made to perform such big sacrifices. In this age, the only sacrifice recommended is the Sankirtan movement. So here it's very clear that we really can't chant mantras very properly. I was just trying to chant that prayer very nicely, but it was so many flaws, you see. So we don't have the expertise of the Brahmins in the Vedic age. Can you imagine? They could actually, they had mantras that pull the king of heaven down. Can you imagine? And put him into a fire. The king is actually like, can you imagine how powerful it was? There's an Indra right now, you see. Just imagine if we could chant a mantra and pull him from the heavenly planets, bring him right here to this room and put him into a fire just by mantras. Just imagine how powerful those mantras are. Actually, it's a good thing we don't have that power because we misuse it like anything. We're so contaminated, you know. We're so lusty, angry, greedy, you know. Some brahmachari gets mad at the temple. He curses the whole temple. You know, it'd be horrible if we had the power. It's Krishna's mercy if we don't have the power because we're not qualified. We don't have the purity to handle those mantras properly. We don't. So it's a blessing we don't have those mantras, the power. But out of kindness, Krishna has come of Lord Chaitanya, you see. And he's given the ultimate mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare. This mantra acts in two ways. As we sing every morning in the Nrisimha prayers, Bhagir Nasingho Hridaye Nasingha. May Lord Nrisimhadev dwell within my heart, killing all of my bad propensities, so that my mind can become completely clean and I can bring peace to the entire world. So, this power, this Maha Mantra is wonderful because it purifies us, you see. Because we have all this contamination. I mean, we're really, really contaminated. Did you ever realize how contaminated you are? Actually, we're so dull, we don't even realize how contaminated we are, to be honest. We're so contaminated, we can't even realize how contaminated we are. Be honest. To be really honest, we are super-duper contaminated people. You know, Kali Yugites, very, very degraded, low-class people. So the first thing this does is it purifies you, you see. When you chant Hare Krishna, it cleans out all that crud. It's a purifying of the heart. But the beauty of this mantra is that just as the Vedic mantras could reach all the way to the King of Heaven, this Hare Krishna mantra also has the power to inundate the whole universe. Do you know that? If you chant purely, the whole universe can become purified just by your pure chanting. That's how powerful it is, you see. So, in fact, Prabhupada, it's so pure. Here's what Prabhupada says in one purport. He says, a devotee of the Lord who can chant Hare Krishna mantra without any offense, he becomes Jagat Guru, and under his influence, the entire world becomes Krishna conscious. That's how powerful it is. You see, if I can, right now I'm contaminated, you know, my rounds are very offensive, but I'm thinking that if I can just somehow get out of this offensive mentality and purely chant Hare Krishna, you see, then the whole world can be benefited by that. So what to speak of all of us are striving to purely chant, you see. If all the ISKCON devotees throughout the whole world, in India and Europe, America, Australia, South America, China, everywhere, if all the devotees throughout the world are trying to purely chant, really striving, working very hard to achieve Shuddhanam, you see, we can revolutionize this planet. In fact, Prabhupada predicted. He said, this movement will go down in history for having saved the world in its darkest hour of despair. So how's it going to be saved? By the power of the holy name, by the power of Prabhupada's books. You see, those two things especially. The Hare Krishna mantra and Prabhupada's books. So it's going to happen. So, but to make it happen, we have to become pure. That's the point. Every one of us should strive for pure bhakti. Actually, when you're chanting Hare Krishna, what are you praying for? We're praying for pure bhakti. Not like that one song, you know. Give me a Cadillac, a brand new Cadillac. replete with Michelin tires. Give my wife a new silk sari. Give my kids a Harvard education. Give me a house by the sea. Om Jaya Jagadish Hari. Not like that, is it? Not like that. We're saying, Krishna, let me have one desire only, and that is, I want to be your pure devotee. No other desires. Is it? Are we there yet? No, but can we pray for it? Yes. I'm not a pure devotee, but I can beg Krishna for pure devotion. I can chant Hare Krishna in the mood of begging Krishna for pure devotion. I can do that. Even though I'm a contaminated rascal, you see, I can beg Krishna, please turn this contaminated rascal into your pure devotee. You see. Bhaktivinoda is praying that way, isn't it? Gopinath mamani vedana shuno vishayi durjana sada kamarata kichunahi moraguna Gopinath Gopinath durjana. That's like a gunda, you know, really contaminated. A turjan, the scum of the earth, if we say in English, the scum of the earth. You see. So he's presenting himself as scum. I'm just a contaminated rascal. I have no, he says, mora nahi, no good qualities, nahi mora guna. I have no good qualities whatsoever, you see. So that's how we have to come before Krishna. Not that Krishna, do you realize how great a devotee I am? No. Krishna, I'm scum. And I'm begging you, I'm simply durjan. I'm begging you, please make me a pure devotee. I'm pleading you, Krishna, please, please, please save me, my Lord. Please save me. Please save me from my degraded consciousness. You see? If we can learn how to chant in this mood, we'll become pure devotees. And I can revolutionize this planet. You see. Can revolutionize the planet. That's our ambition. We want to make the whole world Krishna conscious. Prabhupada also describes in his properties that a Krishna conscious being is always thinking and planning how he can make the whole world Krishna conscious. Even if he is not able to do so, because of his endeavor, he becomes Krishna conscious. And whoever follows him will also become pure devotee, you see. So that's what it really means to be Krishna conscious. Prabhupada's definition is a Krishna conscious devotee is someone who is thinking how he can make the whole world Krishna conscious. So instead of waking up in the morning and wondering, what's for prasadam this morning? What am I going to eat this morning, you see? I can think, what can I do to push for this movement? What can I do to attract more and more people to join this movement? What can I do to make this movement more and more attractive? To make my own preaching more and more attractive? You see, this is how we have to meditate. Spiritual revolutionaries. I don't care if you're a brahmachari, a householder, a vanaprastha sannyasi, every iskanite, Mataji, Prabhu, whatever, Maharaj, whatever. Doesn't matter the designation. Every iskaner should be thinking, how can I become a pure devotee and how can I make this world Krishna conscious? That's how we be thinking. Yes. So if we have this mood, then the power of the mantra. Then our Hare Krishna mantra can be more powerful than these Vedic mantras, actually. Who cares about pulling Indra down and putting him into a fire? Why not put the whole world into the fire of Krishna consciousness? That's what we want to do. Instead of putting Indra into a fire, we want to put the whole world in the fire of Krishna consciousness right now. You see? Right now, this very minute, we want to bring the whole universe into the fire of Krishna consciousness, you see. That's how we should chant. That should be the mood. The revolution within, revolution without, you see. So, in this way, we can become more powerful in the Vedic Brahmins by chanting Hare Krishna with pure love. So let us pray to Krishna. Let us pray to Lord Chaitanya. Please bless us, Lord, that we can become pure devotees and we can make the whole world Krishna conscious. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Okay. All right. All right, here's a big, nice long one. Initially, I was very enthusiastic about spiritual life. After spending 10 years somewhere, everything seems to be dry. No interest in any aspect of spiritual life. What is the situation? How to become enthusiastic and blissful in spiritual life? What to do? Well, I've told you all before, I have one of the first letter I got from Prabhupada. Well, the first letter was my initiation. He accepted me as his disciple by a letter from London. That was a pretty nice letter. Three of us. He said, "My dear sons, your spiritual names are as follows." But my second letter I got, since Prabhupada was in London, I mailed the dakshina to London. And I got a wonderful letter back thanking me for the dakshina. And I also expressed my desire to spread this movement because I was a Vishnu John Swami and he was very fired up to revolutionize the world. So I told Prabhupada I wanted to spread this movement, you see. And he wrote me back and said, "I see that you're a very sincere and enthusiastic boy, eager for pushing forward this Krishna consciousness movement." He said, "Now if you will continue enthusiastically as you are doing, surely Krishna will bless you." Well, I decided to follow that order, to always be enthusiastic no matter what. I've seen a lot of ups and downs in ISKCON in the last, 46 years, whatever, 71, 46 years. A lot of ups and downs, you know. Especially after Prabhupada left, we went through some really tough times in this movement. Whew. But I always had Prabhupada's order to be enthusiastic, I say. And it works. So if you're not enthusiastic, just be enthusiastic. Yeah. Just say, "I don't feel like being enthusiastic, but on the order of my Guru Maharaj, on the order of Srila Prabhupada, I will now be enthusiastic." Jai! You see? Keep jai. Just be enthusiastic. And you'll see how you get blessed by doing that. If you're not enthusiastic, just be enthusiastic. Wherever you are, whether you're walking up down the stairs, whether you're offering an arti, always be enthusiastic. Just do it. And you'll feel the mercy raining on you like torrents of rain during the monsoon season. So it works. Just don't worry about not being enthusiastic. Just be enthusiastic. That's all you have to do. Simple thing. When you go in and you bow down to Prabhupada, say, "Prabhupada, please bless me with enthusiasm." That's all you have to do. Enthusiastically beg for enthusiasm. And you'll get it. Prabhupada will give it to you. Bow down to your Guru Maharaj and say, "Guru Maharaj, please bless me with enthusiasm." And he will do it. All you have to do is want enthusiasm and beg for it, and Krishna will give it to you. Okay. Kali Yuga is full of quarrel and hypocrisy, selfish, egoistic desire. How to overcome it? Kick it out with boot. It's in your heart, rascal. Kick it out with boot. Get out of here, Kali. You do not belong in my heart. Get the hell out of here right now, you rascal. In that way, you see? You have to be tough. You got to be heavy with your own nonsense. Okay? We read in scriptures stories, pastimes of characters of previous yugas, namely Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, and Dwarpa Yuga, but there's hardly any stories, pastimes of the previous Kali Yugas. Well, just become a pure devotee and you'll have perfect knowledge of all the millions of yuga cycles. What can I say? Become a pure devotee and you can realize all that ever happened in every yuga. There are millions of yugas. What is more important in personal hearing quality, hearing some lecture repeatedly, quantity, hearing varieties of lecture, quantity versus quality, whatever works for you. If you can hear one lecture over and over again and get ever-increasing enthusiasm and nectar, then do it. Whatever attracts your mind, if hearing one lecture a million times attracts your mind, do that. If hearing 1 million different lectures attracts your mind, whatever works for you. As we say, there's an old saying, different strokes for different folks. What works for you, do it. We're all individuals. We all have our own natures. See what works for you to enliven you in Krishna consciousness and do that. When there is no responsibility, I can chant nicely. But when there are some responsibilities, then these thoughts disturb the chanting. What is the solution? You have to chant to improve your responsibility. In other words, the better you chant, the more responsible you will be. So it's not contradictory. Your chanting will help you to become more responsible. Qualitative chanting will make you perfect in executing your duties responsibly. My question is, staying amongst the devotees, what are the major mistakes generally a devotee does so that he becomes highly illusioned? Well, one thing is lusty thoughts. Lusty thoughts are a problem. You got to kick out lusty thoughts. Another one is being offensive toward devotees. Should always be respectful to all devotees. I may disagree with you at some point, but we all agree that Krishna is God. So even though we disagree, still I love you. You have to have loving feelings for all the devotees. That's a very important thing. You don't want to offend any Vaishnava. I try to chant nicely. I read Srila Prabhupada's books regularly. And I hear enthusiastically, I do services, but still the sinful tendencies are not going. What to do? Actually, they are going, but they're going slowly. Let's face it. How many lifetimes have we been lusty, eating, angry rascals? To get rid of that, you know, it takes a while. You have to see actually how much you are advancing in Krishna consciousness. Think back to where you were before you started practicing it, and you'll see, yes, I am making some progress. So if you're not seeing your progress, then you're not analyzing things very clearly, because the fact is you are making progress. You have to see how you're progressing. That will encourage you to continue in this pathway. Some devotees are sometimes some senior devotees. Also, when they give answer to my questions, sometimes I have seen that they speculate and give an answer boldly. So I'm confused whose guidance I should take. Well, I'll tell you honestly here. I hope I don't step any toes, but somebody who doesn't give a proper answer or just give you a speculative answer, not really a senior devotee. They're a junior devotee. A real senior devotee is very, very expert at answering questions. I'm praying that I can become a senior devotee someday. Someday, maybe. After many crores of birth, maybe I can become a senior devotee. But an actual senior devotee never answers speculatively. He answers perfectly. So if one devotee's guidance is not working, and you feel that he's being speculative, ask somebody else. Find somebody whose answers really connect you with Krishna and take guidance from that person. How to overcome desire for sense gratification? Well, in one sense, we don't desire to become free from sense gratification. We desire Krishna's sense gratification. Give up the desire for your sense gratification and simply think about Krishna's sense gratification. So we're not against sense gratification, but we're against ourselves having sense gratification, you see. We want Krishna to be unlimitedly gratified. So the more you think about Krishna's sense gratification, the more you become satisfied. Why? When you water the root of the tree, all the leaves and branches are nourished, you see. Now, if you don't try to gratify Krishna, you will feel frustrated. I'll be honest with you. You have to try to gratify, hyphen, satisfy Krishna, you see. When you focus on trying to satisfy Krishna with your every thought, your every word, your every deed in all times, places, and circumstances, because Krishna is the root of everything, you will not only satisfy yourself, you will actually satisfy all living entities throughout all of existence, whether they know it or not. So don't give up sense gratification, just don't try to gratify yourself. Now you try to gratify, satisfy Krishna by everything you do, everything you say, and every thought that goes through that brain. You see? Don't be an insane, lame brain. Use your brain to think, how can I satisfy Krishna at every minute? With every thought, with every word, with every deed. How can I satisfy unlimitedly? You see? So in this way, embrace Krishna's sense gratification. Can we consider the services here in ISKCON as the devotees here in ISKCON as pure devotees? Prabhupada did say, he was on a morning walk in the early days, we're talking like 1967, yeah. In Golden Gate Park, they said, Swamiji, how many pure devotees are on the planet? Prabhupada said, how many devotees are there in ISKCON? So Prabhupada gives his followers, disciples and grand disciples, a credit for being pure devotees if they're following the regulated principles. Strictly. If you're chanting your rounds and you follow the four regulated principles, Prabhupada considers you to be a pure devotee. Now there are different, of course there's, you know, the pure devotee in the rough, a diamond in the rough, and a refined diamond. We're in the rough still, but we're considered pure devotees in the rough. If we're strictly following. Yes, Vishnu Priya Devi Dasi. Give her a mic, yeah. Right. Turn on my hearing aid amp here.
Hare Krishna. A question previous to this, where somebody asked about that senior devotee gives a speculative answer.
Yeah.
If I'm a neophyte, how would I know that senior devotee is giving me a speculative answer?
That's very good. Very good.
My disciple,
you can see why my disciples call her Guru Mata. She's very sharp, very sharp. So it could just be your speculation. I'm thinking this authority has given me, or senior devotee has given me a speculative answer, but actually it's my speculation. Actually their answer was perfect. But it was my speculation. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So you really have to, you know, instruction. If somebody instructs you and it seems valid, then do it. And then when you do it, it'll be confirmed it was a bona fide instruction. How to see? We got 5 minutes, right?
5 minutes.
Okay. So no more questions. I'm going to try to buzz through these in 5 minutes. How to do ourselves, do offenseless chanting and increase our chanting day by day? You have to desire to become a pure devotee. It's not an ego trip. I want to be a pure devotee. No, you must desire to become a pure devotee. It's not egoistic. It's your duty to desire to become a fenceless chanter of the holy names. So you have to desire it and hanker for it every day, especially when you're chanting your japa. And that hankering will enable you to gradually achieve it. Which are the 400,000 species of human life? We know only male and female. There are many planets throughout the universe. There's Martians. For example, there's moon beings. There's living entities on every single, even Comet Kohoutek had living entities on it. You don't remember Comet Kohoutek. That was back in the 70s. Every planet has living entities on it. There are human beings everywhere throughout the whole universe. This is why the spiritual master is called Jagat Guru. Because he's a spiritual master of the whole universe, not just this one planet. Sometimes, being so enthusiastic, we tend to cross our adhikar limits and bring repulsion from Vaishnavas. How should one behave? Well, there's enthusiasm, sincerity, and patience. So you may want to make the world Krishna conscious, but you have to be patient. So your enthusiasm is balanced with patience. Are the japa retreats and sadhana bhakti, are the japa retreats, and should a sadhana bhakti practitioner go to them and learn how to chant? Yeah, if you have an opportunity, you have time to go to a retreat and an intensive japa training, very good. Very grateful to inspire us for enthusiasts to revolutionize the whole world by Krishna consciousness. You mentioned a beautiful statement of Srila Prabhupada and offenseless chanting. My question is, sometimes within our intent, we end up in offending some devotee. Rupa Goswami smiled at someone who took offense. How to strive to be offenseless? Thing is, you have to always be in the mood of falling down at the feet of the Vaishnavas. I know one time when a very exalted godbrother of mine is a big guru. He's a famous, very famous devotee in this kind. He inspires devotees all over the world. We were in Vrindavan putting the garlands there during Guru Puja and Prabhupada. He put the garland on wrong. It was all crooked. I said, Prabhu, you put it on crooked. And he said, you straighten it out. It wasn't the proper thing. So later on, I mentioned it to him and immediately bowed down at my feet and begged forgiveness. Because, if I put the garland on crooked, I should straighten it out. Not that I ask somebody else, a godbrother, to straighten out my crooked garland. So that's an example. He immediately humbly bowed down at my feet. Bowed down and begged forgiveness. This is the move, you see. If I do some offense, I should immediately bow down at the feet of that Vaishnava and beg forgiveness. Also, one time I was in a big GBC, or actually my GBC. I said something to him that I thought it was Krishna conscious. He didn't think it was, and he just blew up at me. It blew up. He got so angry. And then he called me in his room. He said, Sankarshan Prabhu, please forgive me. If you don't forgive me, my devotional creeper will be severed. You see? So we have to always be in that mood of begging forgiveness. You see? Always in that mood of begging. Always in that mood of being in the feet of the Vaishnavas and begging, begging, begging for forgiveness. If you have that mood, you'll be okay. Now this is the last question. If a soul's nature is full of bliss, then how it feels comfortable with cheap pleasures of the world, how it sustains them. It's only by the deluding influence of Maya that we can think that sense gratification, our own sense gratification, is pleasurable. If you were starving to death, and I came up and I put your dhoti in a bowl of dal, how would it help you? You need to put the dal in your mouth because you're starving. But I've just put your dhoti in the bowl of dal, what has that done to help you? So sense gratification means you're not taking care of yourself at all. You're just simply gratifying the covering of the self. It has no benefit. Sense gratification doesn't benefit you one pinch. Nothing. So it's simply due to false identification. I am male, I am female, I am American, I am Indian, I am Gujarati, I am this, I am that. It's all baloney, as we say in America. It's simply nonsense. You have to kick out this false conception. You are not that body. You got it? You are not that body. Actually, I'll tell you the truth. You are one of Krishna's associates in his transcendental pastime in the spiritual world, either in his original form or one of his expanded forms. You are one of his eternal associates. You have nothing to do with this place. You understand? You have nothing to do with this place. It's a prison house. That's all it is. Your actual identity, you're one of Krishna's associates in his leelas. So what are you doing identifying with this jail, this prison uniform? Why are you misidentifying with the prison uniform? See, get back. Get back. Get back to your original position in Krishna, in Krishna's pastimes, you see. As a cowherd boy, a cowherd girl, a cow, a flute, a peacock feather, whatever your rasa is, we don't know. We don't care either. All we want to know is I to become the pure devotee. I to be totally sold out servant of my spiritual master. That's how I regain my original position in Krishna's abode. Or in Ram's abode. Could be one of the expanded forms too. We don't know. We don't really care. We just want to go back. We just want to be a pure devotee and whatever Krishna wants me to do. But you actually, Prabhupada said, some devotees don't know this, but you can actually change your rasa. Not many people here want to switch. You know, they do surgery to switch from male to female, you know. Very popular now in the world. Gender change surgery. In the spiritual world, if you want to change genders, you can do it without any surgery. But we're not interested in these, in that kind of thing. We simply want to become the pure devotee. But if Prabhupada does say, one can actually change his rasa. It's there in the Vedabase. You can change your rasa in the spiritual world. There's full freedom to serve Krishna. Whatever you want to do for Krishna, you can do. Whatever your heart's desire is, you can do that. If you want to be a peacock, you can be a peacock. You want to be a gopi. You want to be a rock that Krishna sits on to take his lunch. Whatever enlivens you the most, that's what you can be in the spiritual world, because that's who you actually are. You have that identity. Now we simply have to take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, serve him faithfully, accepting his orders, our very life and soul, and then by his grace and the grace of all the acharyas, that day will come and we'll wake up with Krishna and his transcendental pastimes once again. So we thank you all so much for tuning in today. Grantarat Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Bhagavat flooding the whole universe with ecstatic Krishna Prema Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.